Leading our journey today is Father Matthew Jakubko, an associate pastor of the pastorate of St. Mary Cathedral and St. Anne Church.
In 2017, the church beatified a Capuchin priest named Solanus Casey. Solanus Casey was born and raised in Wisconsin, and he ended up living all over the country. He also had stops in Indiana and Michigan. But like all of the saints, he has an incredible story to tell. After leaving his home in Wisconsin, Casey began his life with many different jobs. He was a logger for a little bit, a hospital worker, a streetcar operator, and even a prison guard. But eventually, he came to the conviction that the Lord was calling him to the priesthood, and so he entered St. Francis de Sales Seminary in Milwaukee. He was in Milwaukee. He found those studies for the priesthood to be very difficult, so he left there and went to join the Capuchin order and went to a house in Detroit of Capuchin friars. Now, life was not easy for Solanus Casey in Detroit either. Due to Solanus Casey's struggles in his studies, he had to sign a humiliating letter in his seminary formation declaring that he did not wish to be a priest if he was deemed to be unqualified or not intelligent enough. But nevertheless, Casey was ordained to the priesthood in 1904 with certain restrictions. He couldn't hear confessions or preach because of his perceived lack of intelligence. All of this contributed to Casey's suffering, but also his growth in humility. Eventually, Casey found his role in the church, in the Capuchin order, as the porter or doorkeeper of all the houses where he was stationed. And while he was working at the door, his reputation began to spread, and people would come to him from all over for advice and for spiritual counsel. The sick would come to him to seek his prayers, and he became known all throughout the region wherever he was for his holiness of life, even to the chagrin of some of his fellow friars who believed him to be a poser or not to be as holy as he claimed to be. When Casey died in 1957, it was said that some 20,000 people passed by his coffin in Detroit. His intercession was continually sought, and he's now on the road to sainthood. Blessed Solanus Casey serves as an example of somebody who endured much criticism and gossip from others, yet chose to use that as his path to holiness. The gospel that the church presents to us today is brief, but very impactful. Christ says in the gospel, "Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven." Often, I believe we're tempted to judge, condemn, hold grudges, gossip, or criticize when, like Solanus Casey, we can feel slighted or mistreated or underappreciated. Our Lord's message and the message of the life of Blessed Solanus Casey is that there's only one door to our heart. And if we block that door to our heart with criticism, gossip, and a lack of forgiveness, then there's no way for the Lord's mercy and grace to transform us. As we enter this second full week of Lent, it's time to ask ourselves, what are the barriers that block the door to my heart? What are the things, whether they're gossip or criticism, that prevents the Lord's grace from transforming me? How can I, like Blessed Solanus Casey, fast from these obstacles during Lent? While it's important to fast from various foods during this season, how about fasting from criticism, from gossip, lies, hurtful speech? When we do this and practice it every day, we can be assured that like Blessed Solanus Casey, the Lord will do remarkable things in our hearts. It'll deepen our humility, make us more like Christ, and it'll truly be our road to sanctity. Thank you for spending time with me today. Join us again tomorrow as we continue our Lenten journey together. God bless you.